Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. All right, welcome to Claimed Podcast and welcome to this Instagram Live that I'm recording. So for everybody listening to the podcast, know that this is also an Instagram video that hopefully will be available at IGTV. And if you're watching this live or other time, know that this is also a Claimed Podcast episode. And so if you're not subscribed to the podcast, go to Spotify or wherever you're listening to the podcast to make sure that you listen to that. And you know, I really want to hear from you what resonates, what really sits with you. So DM me, message me on Instagram and let me know if you are on Instagram, obviously. Hi, Olga. Olga's watching it live all the way from San Diego. If you are obviously on Instagram, you're following me already. But if you're not, just find me as Anna Rova. All right. So let's get into it. Today, I want to talk to you about why women judge other women and how the path to self-liberation looks like. This is an article I wrote about in March this year, and it has been one of my most popular articles. And as I read that through, I'll also be doing little comments here and there, and let me know in the comments or give me little hearts if you're resonating with what I'm saying. Let's begin. Are you ready? I'm ready. So, I used to be a professional at judging other women. There was always something about other women that they weren't doing right. There was always something they needed to do better. The way she parents her children, the way she does business, the way she talks to her boyfriend, the way she looks at me in the elevator, the way she hands me the coffee, the way she asks me to do my job, the way she wears that hideous dress. Why does she have to be such a bitch all the time? I judged women I knew, and I judged women I didn't know. I judged them all. The women I admired were few and far between, and eventually they too failed. And so I was constantly disappointed in women. I was constantly disappointed in the feminine. And deep down inside, I also was disappointed in myself, although I didn't know it back then. Sitting there in my throne of feminine isolation and toxicity, pretending I'm so righteous and I know it all. Being the judge of everyone is bloody draining. It sucks the life out of you. It turns you into a little monster that can't wait to spit some fire on someone else. Something is always off. Being judgmental is addictive. It's like a drug. You can't get enough of it. You constantly need a hit. You can't live without it. Because without it, well, who are you without it? How can you look in the mirror and see yourself for who you truly are if you're constantly preoccupied with what other women do, speak, and look like? You neither have the time nor the courage to look into your own reflection, and you really don't want to. You think you're kind of perfect, but deep down inside, you fear being exposed, discovered as a fraud. Behind these masks of perfection and doing everything right all the time sits a little girl who's scared, who wants attention, and who wants love, who feels the need to constantly judge others just so that no one will judge her. God forbid anyone discovers her insecurities, her vulnerabilities, and the skeletons in her closet. And when she slips for 1 second and becomes vulnerable, and her slightly imperfect side comes out, it's a total disaster. It's game over. Now they know who she really is. A human, just like everyone else. Who is sometimes awkward and anxious, who wears that really tight dress that doesn't really feel comfortable because she thinks her ass looks great in it, who also has bad hair days. Not me today. I'm trying to be perfect today. Who also makes mistakes, who also cries at night, and who feels a big black hole in her chest when she's lonely. Just like the rest of us. But she can't really admit it. and show it to the world. She can't even admit it to herself because it's too painful to be exposed. She needs to hold it all together, be tight, rigid, stuck up. No one can relax around her because everyone's being judged. She fears judgment, therefore she judges. And so when she meets a woman who's fully herself, she can't stand it. She starts picking out her flaws and insecurities immediately. She's on an exposé mission. Judgments and shame becomes exposed in the face of true vulnerability and depth. And when she does find that extra wrinkle on that woman's imperfect face or that visible hair clip extension, she puts her claws into it and holds on to them like her life depends on it. That's her secret weapon, exposing other people's weaknesses. She thinks everyone is out there to get her. She knows she can't trust anyone, judging humans for being human. So it's a hard life because it's a job, and it's a miserable job that no one is actually paying her for it. In fact, she's paying dearly for it herself. Judgment takes effort, but she lives that way until one day she goes to a yoga class or a three-day retreat in Bali or a workshop on vulnerability. And little by little, her chakras start opening up. Her hips stay open long enough in Baddha Konasana. Her pelvic floor releases emotions. She has no idea what's happening, but she knows something's definitely shifting. She holds that mini cobra pose long enough so that her heart really cracks open. And she realizes that perhaps there is another way, a much easier way to do life and to be a woman, to let that shit go. And she starts to wonder, where does all this judgment come from? And why is she so picky, particularly towards men? Particularly towards women. By the way, live story. I mean, a real story about me. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt your listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar. webinar, sign up. And I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this. So make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. So she goes on a journey. And after reading many self-development books, listening to her heart-opening meditations on fancy apps, attending seminars, and working with coaches, she realizes the main reason why all of her life she made it her mission to judge others is because she's constantly judging herself. Because growing up, she hasn't seen healthy models of self-love, self-esteem, and self-worth, especially in women. She hasn't seen women treating themselves with compassion, respect, and having boundaries. She hasn't witnessed healthy feminine role models who are full in themselves and don't need others' approvals to be who they are. She hasn't been around true sisterhood, true friendship, true unconditional life. Conditions were the driving force of her life. If you're a good girl, people will like you. If you don't disappoint your parents, they will love you. If you're constantly praised, only then you're good enough. If you behave that the way that I like, you'll get dessert. If you get good grades, you'll get into college. If you get into college, you'll get a job. If you get a job, you'll have a successful career. If you have a successful career, you'll be well off and respected. If you're well off and respected, then I'll be proud of you. Then I'll know you're good enough. Then I'll know you deserve love. Then I'll know you're worth it. But unfortunately, when you get that big black hole of not enoughness, it's still sitting there waiting for the next condition to fulfill so it can have a treat because it's trained to do so. And so she takes a step out of her life story and out of the drama, and she simply looks at this whole conditional life that she's been living, and she decides that enough is enough, that she is enough. She decides to drop all the ifs and see what happens. After much self-discovery and healing that helps her shed the shabby old skin of conditions, she finally realizes that she's free. By the way, this is a story about me, and I know about so many women out there. That freedom is the highest of virtues. To be free is to let others be free. To let go of the need to criticize. To see the flaws in others and yourself. Acceptance, flow. It is what it is. We are where we're at. This too shall pass. By the way, this is a tattoo that I have on my right biceps or triceps. I don't know, but it's here on my right hand. And so she starts to flow with life, with herself and other women in the world. She shows up to parties being at ease and without the need to comment on everything. She doesn't care what others wear, say, or how they breathe. She notices it and she might not like it or agree with it, but she doesn't feel the need to always be perfect or be right. She doesn't care much. She's totally enjoying herself. She's laughing and she's being. She's even dancing, freely exposed. Her movement is smooth and light. She's healed the feminine within her. She knows the power of letting go, receiving, and surrender. She starts gaining lots of good, solid female friends that are there for her in the most unexpected and delightful ways. She gives without expecting things in return. And she has mastered the art of receiving from herself, from the world, and from men. She starts attracting men who are not only good enough, but better than ever. She doesn't think about getting the guy because all the guys are on a mission to get her. Because she's a rare breed of a woman who doesn't need to control. And the world needs more of these women who can just be themselves and lead in feminine ways. The world needs more women who have healed their relationship to their feminine, and thus to other women. The world needs more women who are free to be who they are unconditionally. These women don't need to compete with men. These women don't need to judge. These women just are fully themselves. Ta-da! I got goosebumps on that last one. Oh my God, you know, sometimes I read my articles and I'm like, did I write this? This is amazing. Like, who wrote this, you know? And that's just the difference between, I guess, when you're really sitting there and writing and thinking about this and talking, you know? And so, you know, I love writing and I think that's why it's really powerful. But essentially, I hope you resonated with it. And I saw some little hearts. And if you did, message me and let me know or comment. You know, this is actually very, very, you know, why we judge other women. It's basically because we judge ourselves. And so my personal journey with this has been exactly what I mentioned. It's actually my story. But I also noticed that it has been the story of so many women, right? Because we all deal with the same thing. I couldn't accept the flaws in other women, constantly judging them, because I was so stuck up and I judged myself a lot. And so when I released that, and I released the expectations, everything changed within me. And then also my relationships with men changed as well. So if you're a woman who's struggling with, you know, attracting much better quality men who are in their masculine and who are available, one of the doors, this is not the only door certainly, but one of the doors that you can get to that is to actually heal the feminine within you, which means heal your relationship with other women. Today, I mean, don't get me wrong, I see women who I don't like how they dress or whatever, but I don't feel the need to comment on that. And I let go so much more easy so that it's not piled up in my body and I don't carry that with me. I notice that I live life day to day, kind of, you know, and just deal with what comes. A lot of the stuff that in my group coaching program Claimed, where I help single successful women attract committed masculine men, it's all about how can we drop into the body in feminine embodiment, because I'm a feminine embodiment coach. That's the foundation of my work. And how can we really release and let go of the story, you know, of the drama, and just be here and now with what is present. A lot of women come to my group coaching calls asking me, well, what do I do about this guy? And what do I do in 2 weeks about this guy? And what if this is going to happen? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, well, it hasn't happened yet. Why are you wasting your time on it? Right? It's like, and I know like we need to plan and everything, but most of the time, this is just a story in our head about a hypothesis or a theory of what might happen. And a lot of it is the need to control of like, what if, right? It's conditioned. So my suggestion is like, let's let go of the conditions and live in the present moment and now, and get out of your head into more of your body. And that's how you achieve flow, feminine flow. And that's why I called it the path to self-liberation. And the minute you notice that, you know, you kind of, the more you focus on yourself, the less you focus on others. That's how it works, right? The more you focus on yourself, the less you focus on what your man is doing, what your girlfriends are doing, what other people are doing. Like, all of that doesn't matter, because, you know, you're coming back to yourself time and again. And that's just so liberating, because you also drop expectations. But especially with women, you know, if you're someone who's struggling with deep connections with other women, that's the door that you need to open. So I hope this was helpful. Curious and excited to hear from you. If you have any questions or if you'd like to discuss this more and how this resonated with you, let me know. Thank you. All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, only if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about about and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.